www.parstoday.com/en.
Supplication on Saturdays. In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful. Bismillah, words that seekers of sanctuary repeatedly recite. Words that the very cautious in search of protection often repeat. I seek refuge with Allah, the Exalted above all. From the oppression of the unjust, from the deceitful malice the envious use to lay snares and traps, from the injustice and outrage of the tyrants, and I sing his praise. Do better and go beyond other praisers. O Allah, thou art one, has no partner, and is the Lord Master without being made. There is no discrepancy or nonsense in thy commands, nor there is lawlessness in thy kingdom. I beseech thee to send blessings on Muhammad, thy servant, thy messenger. To let me ask thee for enlightenment and inspiration, so as to be thankful for thy bounties, which alone get thy approval ultimately. To help me to obey thee, and instinctively worship thee, and make me deserve thy rewards on account of thy very patronage. And have mercy on me, and prevent me from breaking in the bounds of thy prohibitions, as far as I am kept alive, and show the way unto that which is useful and advantageous till I go on survive. To let me take to heart the meanings of thy book, and by its reading, throw down the heavy burden of sins, and receive welfare and salvation as a gift. Let not my family and friends who love me leave me alone. Let thy favors reach me in abundance during the remainder of my life, exactly as they used to be made available for me in full in the days gone by. O the Most Merciful.
Today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, salam and welcome to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. So welcome to this episode of today's special. We're going to speak about role model in Islam. Today, Friday, is the 7th of Jamadi al-Awwal, 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 11th of Azar, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 2nd of December, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. Be with us to listen to verses 105 to 107 of chapter Anbiya from the Holy Quran.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Wa ma arsalnaka illa rahmatan lil alamin.
And we have not sent you, O Muhammad, except as a mercy to the world.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
The government of the righteous servants of Allah over the earth is the merit reflected from the grace and mercy of Allah, which can be received in the light of messengership, and whatever of the prophetic mercy will be bestowed upon the individuals both in this world and the hereafter is a ray from the divine mercy. All of the divine ordinance and the penal laws of the Islam are also mercy for the society of the human beings. Allah is the Lord of the worlds, and His Messenger is a mercy for all the worlds. That is, the true training is possible to occur under the shadow of the Prophet's guidance.
Shukran ya Rabbi, shukran. Hadayta qalbi, shukran. Warta darbi, shukran. Shukran ya Rabbi,
shukran ya Rabbi, shukran. Hadayta qalbi, shukran. نورت دربي شكرا شكرا يا
You are with today's special from IRIB English Radio. We're speaking about role model in Islam. We all have role models. In fact, it is an established fact that most human behaviors are learned through looking up to and emulating role models. Therefore, it is important that our role models are people who possess the qualities that we would like to have, and people who have affected us in a way that makes us want to be better human beings. It is through role models that we learn to handle life's problems. In today's social media saturated environment, we are more likely to choose role models from the fields of sports, fashion, and entertainment who very often don't lead the kind of lives that we should want to emulate. If these are good qualities, then it is a good thing, but what if the people you consider your role models have pushed you away from Islam?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Dear brothers and sisters, today we are going to talk about the role model. Whom should we choose as a role model, and how can we be a good role model for others? But who is this model? Who is this imam that we are talking about? The real imam is the one who distinguishes the right from the wrong, the good from the bad, and the harmful from the beneficial. So it is related to the line of imamate and prophethood that that the human path is separated from each of all the paths and ways. So if I am a follower of this Imam or this Prophet, I will never give allegiance to a wicked and profligate ruler. But if I am a follower of a person like the opposite side, I'm ready to pledge allegiance even to the tyrants of the time. And we have plenty of such examples in the history of Islam and the history of nations. When I'm talking about Islam, because we now are the era of the Islamic Ummah, and we are a little bit historically, at least, we are a bit far from the history of other prophets, but we can find exactly again the same examples in the history and the life of the prophets of God, like that of Moses and Ibrahim alayhi salam. So it is the imamate and the, let's say, that comprehensive model of that we have been talking about that determines the standards and slogans of people in their own lives. Therefore, the discussion is not a historical discussion, so that it makes it fruitless. So the discussion is alive in all the ages and all the centuries. This is actually a current discussion, or a discussion which is current for all ages and centuries. Let's call it a living discussion, a living issue that in all ages the human beings have been looking for a good role model to learn from him, to imitate their actions based on that.
Special topics for a special program. You can listen today, now and here, IRIB English Radio. Today's special.
Dear brothers, dear sisters, in this part, we want to learn about self-improvement. Why? Because it's one way to be a positive role model for your child. We are of a lifelong journey of learning in which we should constantly be working towards self-improvement. There is always something new to learn in life. We should try new experiences and broaden our horizons so that our children find pleasure in acquiring useful skills and knowledge, particularly life skills. As well as playing with them, it is a good idea to do some work together, for example, cooking. This builds relationships and proves confidence and competence in children. It is important to practice self-assessment, in which we question ourselves about our nafs and our actions. By reviewing our weaknesses and shortcomings regularly, we can ask for forgiveness from Allah and correct ourselves. Children should be encouraged to do the same. As long as we keep trying sincerely to become a better Muslim and put constant effort in it, we are already successful in the light of Islam, and it will be said, indeed, this is for you a reward, and your effort has been appreciated. The Holy Quran, Chapter 76, verse 22.
رَبُّنَا رَبُّ الْقُلُوبِ وَهُوَ عَلَّامُ الْغُيُوبِ فِي الشُّرُوقِ وَفِي الْغُرُوبِ نُورُهُ يَهْدِي الْعَصَى رَبُّنَا رَبُّ الْقُلُوبِ وَهُوَ عَلَّامُ الْغُيُوبِ فِي الشُّرُوقِ ربنا الهادي الودود فضله ملء الوجود عفوه خير وجود فارتجي دوما رضا.
From the tips for choosing a good role model in life, we reach choosing someone who values you, admire. Always choose someone as your role model whose work you admire and appreciate. There could be someone who teaches you values or reinforces values that are important to you. Also, who can help you deal with life's disappointments, challenges, and success. Similarly, always choose role models from whom you can learn things, not someone you imitate. For instance, if you are a medical student, you can get inspired to work with people who have mental health challenges. There, your role model can be a doctor or even a patient who always maintains a positive environment in the hospital.
My dear brothers and sisters, we are surrounded today by people who compete not only for our attention, but for our hearts and devotion. They vie with one another to amass great numbers of followers, friends, and subscribers to their channels and accounts online. There have never been more people with more variety of content than before. And so, who do we follow from this vast world of influencers? Who do we let into our homes and onto our screens and phones and ultimately into our hearts? There must be a standard to follow in this selection process. What is the criteria the Muslim should follow in selecting an influencer? Should they be rich? Should they be funny? Should they be witty perhaps? Should they be political or beautiful or athletic? The best example, surely, is the one who is best in speech. And so, what is the best speech? Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, he said, وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ قَوْلًا مِّمَّنْ دَعَى إِلَى اللَّهِ وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا وَقَالَ إِنَّنِي مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. And who is better in speech than the one who called to Allah and did righteousness and said, I am of the Muslims. The scholars of this ummah, my dear respected brothers and sisters, are the heirs, the inheritors of the prophets. The messenger, he said, إِنَّ الْأَنْبِيَاءَ لَمْ يُوَرِّثُوا دِينَارًا وَلَا دِرْهَمًا وَإِنَّمَا وَرَّثُوا الْعِلْمِ فَمَنْ أَخَذَهُ أَخَذَ بِحَظٍ وَافِرٍ. The scholars are the heirs of the prophets. For the prophets did not leave behind a dinar or a dirham. Rather, they left behind knowledge. So whoever takes it has taken a great share. Don't we want to follow those who will guide us to the straight path? Don't we want to follow those who fear Allah most among us? إِنَّمَا يَخْشَى اللَّهَ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ الْعُلَمَاءِ, Allah said. Only those fear Allah from among the servants who have knowledge, who are scholars.
It's very interesting topic to know more about. So inshallah we continue. So till then, tomorrow, Allah keep all of you safe and sound. Have a nice time and fi amanillah.
Told me that I'm crazy, who you're praying for? They told me there is nothing, who you're looking for? Stop doing what you're doing, cause there is no hope. Just come with me, I'll show you what's behind your door. And they showed me all kind of lies. My eyes were locked, yes, I was mesmerized. But deep inside I know that there's a better world. Cause I'm a believer. I'm a believer.
food for thought.
Hello everyone, and how about listening to a thought-provoking saying from Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him, the vicegerent of Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny. Do not make a sinner despair. Many of the sinful enjoy a happy end on repentance, while many of the seemingly devout rupture their deeds and deserve hell. Allah may protect us from hell.
Fruitful Moments with IRIB English Radio. Log on to our website, www.parstoday.com/en.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, Hadith of the Day, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we're going to be looking at a very beautiful hadith, which is very pertinent today, because there is a lot of misgivings and questions about God, and, you know, a lot of people have turned to various isms, atheistic or agnostic beliefs, because they are unable to answer a lot of their questions regarding religion. In this hadith, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam was asked by Mufaddal, one of his famous companions, to which the very famous Tawheed al-Mufaddal has been ascribed. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam was asked, "O my master, there is a group of people that claim that this creation is the doing of nature itself," meaning that, you know, nature or matter, creation has been created by nature itself. The Imam responds and says, "Ask them about this nature, inquire about them, about this nature from them." This argument that the Imam presents is, logically speaking, it's a kind of a dilemma, right? It puts these, you know, people who are claiming this into a bind and says, the Imam says, "Does it have knowledge, this nature that you say is the cause of the universe? Does it have knowledge and power to carry out such actions, such as creation, or not? For if they answer that it has knowledge and power, then what is preventing them from acknowledging the existence of a creator? For verily, this is his creation," right? In essence, they believe in God, they've called it something else, they're calling it nature. Right? This nature that they say, it has knowledge, it has power, it's absolute, and so on and so forth. His existence is, you know, unlimited. Well, that's the same thing that the same qualities that we ascribe to God. The only thing is that we call it Allah or God, you're calling it nature, so there's no difference. Then in continuation, the Imam said, "If they claim that nature does these actions without knowledge or without purpose while having witnessed the exactness and wisdom therein," meaning witness the precision and exactness of the wisdom and creator, "it is obviously known that this is the work of a very wise creator, and what they have called nature is the very system running through creation." Right? The nature that they're saying is the cause of the world is actually the very system of the world itself. And nothing can cause itself and bring itself into existence. Right? There has to be something else which has done that. And this is also contrary to the precision and, you know, meticulousness that we see within the world, within the universe. This has to be caused by a being, a sentient being with knowledge and with great power, right? No being besides that could have brought it into existence, right? So both of the alternatives here presented are incorrect. One of them is contrary to the claims of these people. And the second is, you know, contrary to what we witness, you know, sensibly and tangibly in the universe, and also contradictory in the sense that it falsifies a very basic principle, law of reason, and that is that nothing can be the cause of itself. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at attributing creation to nature in the words of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.
اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسانك ودعوتك.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وجل فرج.
السلام عليكم respected brothers and sisters, dear listeners. Welcome to Let's Recite the Quran Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions held by IRIB English Radio in cooperation with Sevier International Schools Network. And I'm really glad to tell you that some of the students of Sevier International School are again with us here, and I really welcome you all. Brother Ali Nasir, salam alaikum. How are you doing?
Alhamdulillah, sir.
Okay, great. And Fawad Haider?
Fine, sir.
That's great. Thanks to Sevier International Schools Network. So, Brother Ali Nasir and Fawad Haider, today in this session, inshallah, first and foremost, we welcome our brothers and sisters, and then we're telling them that we are going to work on one ayah 128 of Surah Al-Baqarah. So, welcome to everyday Quranic sessions, okay? And let's recite the Quran Kareem. So here, Ayah 128, inshallah, will be our main topic, and we'll have a short explanation, like every day we did, and also the Tajweed rules, inshallah. Practically, we'll be practicing and applying the rules here in this ayah. So before we start, let's everyone listen to the recitation of this ayah, and then inshallah, we'll come back.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. ربنا وجعلنا مسلمين لك ومن ذريتنا أمة مسلمة لك وأرنا مناسكنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم.
That was nice. Thank you. Thank you so much. I will be inshallah reciting this ayah. Ali Nasir and Fawad Haider, make sure inshallah you repeat after me, all right? Yeah. And brothers and sisters, please repeat and practice after us. One, two, three, let's go. A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim.
Bismillahir rahmanir rahim.
Bismillahir rahmanir rahim.
ربنا وجعلنا مسلمين لك ومن ذريتنا أمة مسلمة لك
ربنا وجعلنا مسلمين لك ومن ذريتنا أمة مسلمة لك.
You wanted to continue, yeah? Okay, but we stop here. Okay. وَمِن ذُرِّيَّتِنَا أُمَّةً مُسْلِمَةً لَكَ وَأَرِنَا مَنَاسِكَنَا وَتُبْ عَلَيْنَا
وَمِن ذُرِّيَّتِنَا أُمَّةً مسلمة لك وأرنا مناسكنا وتب علينا
إنك أنت التواب الرحيم
إنك أنت التواب الرحيم.
أحسنت ما شاء الله. What a nice verse, like every other ayat of the Quran Kareem. So ربنا وجعلنا مسلمين لك ومن ذريتنا أمة مسلمة لك وأرنا مناسكنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. These verses of the Quran Kareem also, they are indicating, they are showing us actually how to make dua, how to make prayers, okay? So, Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam, in this verse of the Quran Kareem, says that, O our Lord, O Allah Almighty, make us submissive to you. Make us Muslims to you. When you are Muslims, it means you're submissive to Allah Almighty, okay? You believe in Allah Almighty. So, وَمِن ذُرِّيَّتِنَا أُمَّةً مُسْلِمَةً لَكَ. And raise from our progeny, from our children, our descendants, a nation who is submissive to you. Okay? Also, and show us our rites, ritual rites, okay? It means the way how to worship, the way how to be good Muslims, the way how to be good slaves of you. And watub alayna, and turn to us clemently and accept our tawbah. Watub alayna. We say tawbah means to turn back. So what does it mean when Allah Almighty turns back? He changes his mind. Look, he changes his mind. What? For example, God forbid, we have done bad things. We committed a sin. So Allah Almighty, of course, it's the rule, okay? It's his rules, okay? That he will punish us if we do not repent. When we repent, we turn back to Allah Almighty. From what? From doing sins. When Allah Almighty turns back, how does he turn back? Where he turns back from? He turns back from?
Punishment.
He doesn't punish us. So this is also called tawbah. Allah Almighty has a tawbah as well. We have a tawbah as well. But our tawbah is turning back to Allah Almighty from doing sins. We will no longer do sins, okay? Turning back tawbah from Allah Almighty's side is that he will
turn from the punishment.
He will change his mind from punishing us. Okay?
Yes.
So that's also tawbah. Innaka, watub alayna, innaka anta tawwabur rahim. Indeed, you are the all clement, the one who accepts tawbah, and the all merciful. Alright? Understood?
Yes.
So, guys, the very important message here is that you have to learn how to make dua. Ask Allah, Rabbana. We have a way of how to make dua. I'm telling you this, okay? And that's all. The way, like the prayers, mostly will be accepted, okay? And Allah Almighty will accept the prayers. Is this, that when you want to make a dua, first of all, call Allah Almighty and praise Allah Almighty. Alhamdulillah. And ask Allah Almighty, say to Allah Almighty that, oh Allah Almighty, thanks to whatever you have given us. Praise Allah Almighty, okay, first. Then, second step is that you should recite salawat, okay? And then you have to mention, you have to what? Admit what you have done. If you have done something wrong, you have to admit this. Do not just directly go, Allah Almighty, give this to me. Give me this much money. Give me house, give me wife, these things, okay? No. This steps, okay? These are called adab or rituals, okay? You have to do steps, okay? Then when you admitted, when you said, God, yeah, you have blessed us a lot, but, you know, I'm bad. I don't really deserve these things, these blessings that you've bestowed upon me. But, yeah, you're the Lord. I can't say anything, okay? So you, please, what do we say? Wish whatever is good for me. Okay? Just give me whatever is good for me. Do not say, oh Allah Almighty, give me this. Not that one, huh? Give me this. Don't say, tell Allah Almighty that, God, whatever. Which one? Whichever, okay, is best for me, and I deserve it, and it's good for my future, for my life. Yeah, give it to me. Alright? So he knows best. So ask him, okay? That's the way you make dua. And at the end, also say salawat and alhamdulillah. That's it. Thank you so much. So that was something I told you from this ayah, but they're really, really detailed explanations. You have to go and refer to the Tafasir book, inshallah. All right?
Yes.
قرآني نبض حياتي قرآني طهر ذاتي قرآني عصمة أمري قرآني طوق نجاتي قرآني نبض حياتي.
How to learn Quran easy. What is the correct way to read the Quran? What is the correct way to learn Arabic and understand the Quran? Be with Let's Recite the Quran.
So, Ali Nasir and Fawad Haider, now we will go to the Tajweed rules, okay? We'll have a detailed explanation about the Tajweed rules in this ayah. Rabbana waja'alna. Make sure Rabbana waja'alna. All these words have a long vowel sound at the end, okay? Rabbana وَجَعَلْنَا مُسْلِمَيْنِ لَكَ. Okay. رَبَّنَا وَجَعَلْنَا. So, وَجَعَلْنَا. Actually, it is اِجْعَلْنَا. But when you read it with waw, Hamzatul Wasl will be skipped. And Jim will be having a bouncing sound. وَجَعَلْنَا. Right?
Yes.
Muslimin, don't read it. Muslimin is the plural form of Muslim. Okay, Muslim. But Muslimain is the plural. Actually, in English, we don't have for two. For pairs, we don't have a word. Yeah? We say, for example, twin. A person. If there are two people, okay, we say persons. But we say people.
Yeah.
Student, two students, students. Three students, students. Yeah? We don't have for two, we don't have exact word, okay? But in Arabic, we have. For two, we say it's called tathniya or muthanna.
Yeah.
So, it is what? Muslimain is two Muslims. Oh Allah Almighty, ij'alna, make us Muslimain. So, muslimaini laka.
Wa min.
Muslimaini laka. Wa min dhurriyatina. Wa min. Nun sakin plus ikhfa. Ikhfa. وَمِن ذُرِّيَّةِ إِخْفَى, right?
Yes.
ذُرِّيَّتِنَا. You can prolong the mad, but mad is not wajib because Hamza is not in this word. It's in another word. So mad letter and Hamza are not in the same word. وَمِن ذُرِّيَّتِنَا أُمَّ. Okay, أُمَّ. You can say إِدْغَى مِثْلَانِ here because ميم is مُشَدَّد. أُمَّةً. Here, idgham mithlain. Idgham mithlain? No. Idgham. Because we have tanween, ummatan, then meme we have. Yarmaloon. Yarmaloon, meme he's here, okay?
Yes.
So idgham. With yarmaloon letters, we do idgham. And is it with gunna or without gunna?
With gunna.
Ummatan muslimatan lak. Muslimatan lak. Also, we merge them. Muslimatan lak. وأرينا مناسكنا وتوب علينا وتوب با ساكين bouncing sound
قلقلة
وتوب علينا. صلاة is here. Is it better to stop or better to continue? Better to continue. وصل is better than وقف. Okay, you can stop, but وصل is better. إنك نون مشدد. إنك إخفاء. أنت التواب الرحيم. رحيم. Prolong the matter. That was all. Was it difficult?
No.
The rules were easy, alhamdulillah. You already know because if you are listening to us every day, these rules are, inshallah, we are repeating every day. Some new rules also, all the tajweed rules, okay, practically. Every day, one Quranic session. Please join us. We really recommend you stay with us, okay? Every day, inshallah, in IRIB English Radio. So, Fawad Haider, Ali Nasser, if you have any questions?
No.
For more information about the details of the tafsir, okay, of this ayah, please refer to the interpretations, okay? You'll get, inshallah, more information. Thank you so much, brothers and sisters who have been listening to us the whole time. We recommend you stay with us again, okay, in IRIB English Radio. Thanks to IRIB English Radio and also Sevier International Schools. Thanks to Ali Nasir and Fawad Haider. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala Muhammadin wa alihi tahirin.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajjal faraj.
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools.
ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنظر
ينصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن.
ربنا
Supplication is the wealth of the believer and the bridge by which one achieves proximity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Exalted.
A path to salvation, a way to connect the two worlds. On the program, Bridge.
You are listening to the program Bridge on RIB English Radio with Sheikh Al-Musavi.
A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Brothers, sisters, dear listeners. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatihi wa barakatuh. And welcome to IRIB English Radio. And you are listening to the program Bridge. We are looking at supplication number 8 of As-Sahifat As-Sajjadiyah for Al-Imam Ali ibn al-Husayn Zainul Abidin. Imam Sajjad Salamullah alayhi in supplication number 8, he seeks refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the state of heedlessness and ghafla. And in the previous episodes, we were looking at ghafla in the Quran. So let's look at some more verses and topics under the word ghafla, heedlessness in the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, most people are ghafileen. But this is just general. He says, most people are ghafileen. And then he specifies in some verses, from which aspects are they ghafileen? What are the things they are ghafileen on or from? So for example, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that in chapter Ar-Rum, in verse 7, he says, يَعْلَمُونَ ظَاهِرًا مِنَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. They know just something which is very apparent about this world. وَهُمْ عَنِ الْآخِرَةِ هُمْ غَافِلُونَ. When it comes to the afterlife, they are very heedless. They are very unaware. And that is the problem. Akhirah is everything. If we forget the Akhirah, if we forget our afterlife, then everything in this world will change. So people commit sins, people commit atrocities, people commit oppression and suppression, people commit all evil acts only because they are heedless of the afterlife. If they weren't, it would be in a different story. Let us take a short break and then we will continue.
A path to salvation. A way to connect the two worlds.
A bridge between Allah and His creation.
A bridge that is meant to take us to Allah, to take us to His proximity. A bridge that is in the form of dua and supplication.
In this program, we offer commentary on the du'as of As-Sahifat As-Sajjadiyah of Imam Sajjad alayhi salatu wasalam.
The famous book of litanies, the Psalms of Islam.
Bridge.
Rabbana, Rabbana,
welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program Bridge. Now, we said that when we are heedless of our akhirah, then our actions will change here. Same thing that when we are aware of our afterlife and the akhirah, then our actions will also be different. Because then I would have to think twice before I do an act. Why? Because there is consequences. I can look at the haram. I can take the haram. I can eat the haram. But if I keep the consequences in mind, then that should deter me and stop me from doing it. When I am not, then I do it. So Allah is using that as the core of everything, and which is ghafla from the afterlife. If we change that formula and we become aware, then obviously everything will change accordingly. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He looks at ghafla, He does not look at it as a good thing. You know, sometimes we use it. I'm like, as we say in Arabic, kuntu ghafilan. Like, I was unaware. I wasn't here. You know, you were talking to me and I was drifting. That's not a good trait. Actually, that's a negative trait. That's a trait that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not want and He hates. So you can see that in chapter Al-A'raf, in verse 179, Allah says, وَلَقَدْ ذَرَأْنَا لِجَهَنَّمَ كَثِيرًا مِنَ الْجِنِّ وَالْإِنسِ. We've given hell so many food and so much wood out of humans and jinn put together. And Allah says, because 1, 2, 3, until He says, He explains to why that's the case, they ended up, أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْغَافِلُونَ. Those are the ones who are unaware. So actually, unawareness and heedlessness, it will lead a person to go to hell, because Allah says they have eyes they don't see with. They have ears they don't hear with. They have hearts they cannot contemplate with. So Allah has given me and you all the means, but we're not using them. So what's the point? Then we end up being in hell, and only we end up being there because of our heedlessness state, because of our ghafla. Let's take a short break and then we will continue right after.
Listening to the program Bridge on IRIB English Radio.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program Bridge. We are looking at ghafla, heedlessness in the Quran, because Imam Sajjad Salamullah Alayhi says, "Oh Allah, I seek refuge in you from ghafla." So we have to understand what this ghafla is that the Imam does not want. So we have to pray the same way, in the same way that the Imam did. So Allah in the Quran, He talks about the different formations and manifestations of heedlessness and ghafla. First, He says, Al-ghafla, from the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَإِنَّ كَثِيرًا مِنَ النَّاسِ عَنْ آيَاتِنَا لَغَافِلُونَ. Most of people, when it comes to our signs, are actually heedless. They're not looking and they're not thinking. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for example, He says, when He talks about His signs in chapter Yusuf, verse 105, He says, وَكَأَيِّن مِنْ آيَةٍ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ يَمُرُّونَ عَلَيْهَا وَهُمْ عَنْهَا مَعْرُضُونَ. And how many ayat and signs that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created in the heavens and earth. And these people, they pass by it. They see it. They are just not interested in it. Allah, He says, this is a state of ghafla I do not want. Those who are also in the state of ghafla, they do not recite the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَأَتُتْلَى عَلَيْهِ آيَاتِنَا وَلَّا مُسْتَكْبِرٌ كَأَنْ لَمْ يَسْمَحَا. When the verses are recited to him or he hears them, he will go away, he would leave as if he never heard it. كَأَنَّ فِي أُذْنِهِ وَقْرَى. As if there's something blocking his ears. Allah says, فَبَشِّرْهُ بِعَذَابٍ أَلِيمٍ. Then tell him, warn him, that he will, even though Allah says bashir, means like give him glad tidings, like He's trying to mock him, that he is going to end up in hellfire. We have also ghafla in when it comes to the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants a human being to constantly worship Him. He wants people to be connected to Him through salah, through dua, through whatever acts Allah made compulsory and recommended. So for example, Allah also said those who pray and those who do acts, they have to make sure that they are also aware of what they're doing. Allah says, فَوَيْلٌ لِلْمُصَلِّينَ الَّذِينَ هُمْ عَنْ صَلَاتِهِمْ سَاهُونَ. Allah says, wow, be unto those who pray. Who pray while they are in the state of heedlessness. They are not there. He's praying, yes, but he's absent-minded. Allah says, wow, be unto them. Inshallah, we will continue in other episodes. Until then, stay with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Al-Musawi in the program Bridge on IRIB English Radio.
هرگز نگیرد تا ابد آقا کسی جای تو را هرگز مخواد از کف دهم عشق و تولای تو را
Our voice comes from the heart of beautiful Iran. IRIB English Radio.
Quran Quest, yes please.
Quran Quest, answering your Quranic questions.
تحفظني من همزات الشيطان ومن زلات
قرآني نبض حياتي قرآني طهر ذاتي قرآني عصمة أمري قرآني طوق نجاتي قرآني نبض حياتي قرآني طهر ذاتي قرآني عصمة أمري قرآني طوق نجاتي
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد To all our brothers and sisters from across the globe السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته You are listening to IRIB English Radio broadcasting from Iran The program is Quran Quest Where we study the verses of the Quran one by one With our dear, beloved, informed and kind Brother Habib السلام عليكم Brother Habib Thank you for being with us
وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته I feel very humbled Thank you very much, brother.
It's always a joy to be with you. We'll always learn a lot, and we're looking forward to this episode too. We're on chapter 75 of the Quran, and let's listen to verses 14 and 15, and we'll be back. Don't go away.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
In the name of Allah. The entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
بل الإنسان على نفسه بصيرة.
Rather, man against himself will be a witness.
وَلَوْ أَلْقَى مَعَاذِيرَهُ